one of our listeners, a Mr. Troy, is a podcast listener, and he says, I'm just catching up on last week's. This is a couple hours ago. And you guys were talking about U-Haul and not being able to find a rental vehicle, being able to move out of California. And he sent us a link to businessinsider.com stating a U-Haul from Phoenix to L.A., 26-foot long U-Haul van, you can rent for about $200. If you're going from L.A. to Phoenix, it will cost you 10 times that amount. I'm serious. If you have a driver's license and you're single and you want to be self-employed and take an opportunity, post it on somewhere. I don't know, Craigslist or wherever you post a help wanted ad, and just for $500, drive U-Haul vans to California.
But if you do that, I'll pay you another $250 to move them someplace other than Arizona.
You know,
move them to Nevada, move them to Utah, move them to South Dakota.
That's a couple scary things. Wall Street Journal, New York real estate takes massive hit. Talked about California last week. That's this week. And this, Phoenix is the fastest growing city in the country.
That breaks my
18
heart.
18 construction cranes right now in the downtown area alone.
Oh, man.
It breaks my heart, too.
Well.
It breaks my heart, too.
Well, it just gives us more people to help.
It does.
And
it
if you're new to Arizona, welcome. We are Rosie on the House. We try to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. You don't have to be a native of Arizona, just an Arizona resident. And a lot of you wonder, what about the water? Where is it all going to come from? How are we going to sustain this growth? I was listening in on a conference from the Water Resource Research Center, part of U of A out of Tucson this week, and man, you get a board together and you could burn a lot, an hour, and not say anything. But there was a couple interesting takeaways we'll have very soon. And we've got a water broadcast coming up for October 31st. That's a couple times a year we get this magic fifth Saturday of the month, and we rotate in special guests in our outdoor living hour that kind of break the mold of
our regular schedule.
Of our regular schedule. So we're going to have a great water broadcast on Halloween weekend, and it's not going to be scary.
Did you see the Verde Valley Water Coalition? They were awarded a $1.2 million grant.
No.
Yeah.
Missed that one.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I think that was in last week's
I don't know how
paper,
I missed that water. I've got so many different
water feeds.
Oh, yes, feeds and streams. And, I mean, look at this spread of articles.
All on water.
Here's what you have to be thankful for. Thankful you're not in Midland, Odessa.
Ooh, that's scary.
Midland, Odessa.
That's scary.
Who's making up for their water shortages with a reservoir in Hobbs, New Mexico that's being pipelined back over, and it's all affluent.
How about the five cities in Texas that were notified in the Houston area that their water supply was being contaminated by brain-eating amoebas? Makes you thankful for the Salt River Project, doesn't it?
Salt River Project, Central Arizona Canal. We've got a lot of groups that work together, and we'll be covering it. It's a fascinating topic that you can just get down so many trails, but the one thing I come back to is former Farm Bureau President Kevin Rogers, who served like over a decade, which is unheard of. They just kept reelecting him even after your two-term back-to-back sentence was over. There was nobody else, and they just kept, you're coming back. Finally, he got to retire, but he said, you know what? Arizona, because we didn't have and never have had water resources, the founders of our state had to engineer solutions, and our water use is some of the most brilliant in the world. And that was one of the points from the water resource conversation, is that, you know, U of A, they are deemed one of the most brilliant
innovators,
sources of water innovation that nobody knows about, and it needs to be very public that this is the hub, the epicenter of water invention, and to bring in new startups to help innovation continue to keep us a sustainable state, that that Tucson is the place to be.
High water IQ right here in our own backyard.
And we'll talk about that again Halloween weekend. That'll be a lot of fun.
Takeaways from this week's show. In the 8 o'clock hour, we had Arizona Farm Bureau talking about hashtag peppers, as well as White Barn Hay and Cattle Company, where you can order your own, even your own custom-fed beef, if you so choose.
But you can, if you want to raise one, you can buy a calf and bring it to them, and they'll feed it for you.
I love it. I love it.
I'm going to adopt that idea.
9 o'clock hour, we brought in architectural historian and historical architect, Mr. Don Ryden of Ryden Architecture, to talk about the Arizona indoor-outdoor living evolution and how we're able to, with today's technology and today's designs that were kind of introduced, starting with Frank Lloyd Wright, be able to bring the outdoors more inside. We talked about paint, do-it-yourself tips on whether you want to try and tackle the paint or not. But if you're going to get a quote to get a paint job done, go to rosieonthehouse.com and plug in paint to the search engine. You've got to see that document.
And if you follow along on our that weekly to-do, you can go to our app, rosieonthehouse.com/app. It'll bring you to licensed software we have for the state of Arizona. It's a Homezada app, and you can check that off your maintenance item from the homepage. You just click maintenance, select tasks, click new, type in the details that's on our to-do on painting conditions, follow that direction, check it off. Or if you go through it and you determine that you need a paint job, you can then schedule that in your projects and start putting all the details together there. Save paint colors, sample styles, where you bought the paint, what type of rollers, and manage your project, whether it's a do-it-yourself project or through a professional that you find at rosieonthehouse.com and our certified partner network.
Once you're on the Rosie on the House website, don't forget to register for your Arizona staycation. It's the only place in the world you can. And thank you to Little American Flagstaff for being this month's staycation partner.